airchecks.com.
Welcome to Florida and Miami's amazing FM.
Y100, Tanner in the morning, 646. You know, one of the nice things about doing the morning show is that I get to talk to a lot of people, and sometimes they call back. For instance, you remember the guy that just hung up on me?
Right, right.
Y100, is your living broth breathing this morning? Good. Take a deep breath for me.
Johnson. I am Rudolph Johnson.
I am Little Jimmy Johnson.
We here to dance for you on the radio.
Let's do our little tap dance, the Johnson Brothers famous tap dance.
Hello, friend. Did you tune in to hear this disgusting mess? Did you really tune in to hear this? Could we have a commercial now?
Why, hi, Robert W. right back here where I belong on the radio. Feeling good. How you doing, man? I just came from a ratings party. Well, to tell you the truth, I brought the ratings party with me.
Y100 and a new kid in town, JoJo Cook and Kincaid. And it is imperative, I say imperative, that you send me one of your high school newspapers, and if you don't, it'll show on your report card.
Y100, that's him, man. That's a good guy.
No, take him away.
No doubt about it. That's Paul McCartney on bass.
Works so much better at Y100.
Well, who are those two guys over there talking?
The concept is pretty basic.
Isn't that Bill Tanner and Robert W. Walker from Y100, man?
Oh, wow, man. Let's listen to what they're talking about. All right.
Well, you know, we get the question all the time. What makes Y100 different? We run the same music. We play top 40 music. We run the same basic maintenance contest, cum contest. But why does it work so much better at Y100? What's the difference?
The concept is pretty basic. We're a personality radio station oriented toward playing a lot of hit music. These ingredients, done our way with our style, added to imaginative, massive promotion we do promote, have attracted and maintained the dominant contemporary radio audience in South Florida for 3 years? Y100 believes in heavy on and off air promotion. It's the quickest way to become known, to get people to tune in your frequency. And when Y100 signed on the air August 3rd, 1973, we put our money where our mouth was.
I listen to the new sound of Y100.
Is this Mrs. Jack Bray?
Yes.
Mrs. Bray, you just won $50,000!
Jack, get me a glass of water.
What are you going to do with $50,000?
We have a... I listen to the new sound of Y100.
Is this the John London residence in Miami?
Yes, it is.
You've just won
$50,000? I don't believe it.
$50,000 is yours, Mrs. London.
Okay, so a lot of stations have hit with big money, $50,000 cash calls, $10,000, whatever the market can justify. Cash calls, $100 bill giveaways, $50 bills, $1,000 bills. That initial impact is fine. But what do you do a year into the trip?
You have to keep on using your head. You've got to keep the promotions fresh. We want the promotions to be entertaining to the people who are not playing them, the people who are just listening.
Once upon a time, there was the cash call station, Y100.
Yes. A lot of people call us
Y1 Million,
a million-dollar stash of cash and prizes.
Y100 will pull off the biggest free concert.
Feel Sedaka!
Live and free in the Y100 show tent at the Youth Fair.
What is that on the back of your car?
That's a Y100 bumper sticker.
What does that say?
$10,000?
$10,000?
Oh, my God! That's unreal! It's fantastic!
It's bye-bye to the Cash Continental.
Bye-bye, Car Car.
Now, South Florida, make room for Cash's replacement, the Y-Roller.
Y100's got loose booty.
$5,280.
Do you know what's happened?
Yeah, I do.
You've won $5,280.
Oh, and I waited for this. Oh, I thought you'd never call me.
Y100 with $1,000 bill winner.
Number nine.
This weekend, Y100 gets you off again. To Hawaii.
Pull that out and read it off. That could be the biggest thing that's ever happened to you in your entire life. Now, what does it say?
A trip for two to Paris.
Oh, yeah.
What?
A trip for two to Paris.
Oakland, Parker, Lauderdale, Pepper Pines, and Water Hills, Old Miami, Pompano, South Miami, and the Grove, Hollywood, Boca, Cutler Ridge, Nova Lock, Deer Park, Beach, and Dania, West Palm Beach, and Hialeah, Carroll City, Pier Ryan, Wilton Manor, Surfside, Palm Springs, and Coral Gables, Tamiami, and Miami.
Let me tell you a little secret. For 2 years, I'm listening to the new sound of Y100. I listen every day. I have one booty shirt. I have one album. I have one $10 bill. I have one $20 bill. All I can say to you is this. Any station that can keep a 71-year-old getting down like a dog all day. Woo! They got to be good. They got to be number one station all the time. Listen to the new sound of Y100.
The way the radio station sounds on the dial is the business of our chief engineer, John Bailey. John, what's important?
Well, when somebody asks the question, what is important, everything is important. The thing that makes Y100 special is the fact that we take care of all details. You can walk into a station, its transmitter facility is beautiful, its air chain is fantastic. You go down to the production studio, they've got a bad needle on their turntable, the whole station is dead.
Yeah.
And really, with us on the engineering side, it's our utter consistency that gives us our sound. Also, the program director should be the one that sets the sound for the station. It's the chief engineer's job to set boundary lines to direct and help a program director set the sound of the station.
It does help to have the best engineer in the business.
So what do you tell people when they say, well, what's your format? What is the Y100 format?
Predictable unpredictability. Predictable so that the person tuning in for music has one image of Y100. Hits. Comfortable, familiar music.
Listening to Y100, you feel like you belong.
That's it, a sense of belonging. I think there's also a predictable feeling of activity, that something is always going on at 100 on FM. And then there's the unpredictable side.
Occasional outrages from the jock. We do get into something bizarre once in a while.
The unusual craziness. Well, we're all crazy, complete loons. And we try to let
this... Oh, no, man, not me. I'm not weird. None of us in this room are weird, are we?
And we try to let this come through on the air.
I just wanted to agree with you and what you said, that everybody was crazy at Y100.
Isn't it the truth?
Really, but it's great that way. I think it's really you guys, because anybody can play music, but it's personality that really counts on the radio. And you guys, really, you guys are bursting at the seam with personality.
Oh, you're too nice.
No, I'm not. I'm truthful.
The reasons I listen to Y100, it sounds better to me than most of the other stations. It really does to my ears.
An AM station doesn't play as good as music as Y100. You might be giving away $7,000, you might be giving away $21,000, you might be giving away tickets to a concert, just, you know, anything like that.
There's a few radio stations I had picked up on FM, and I set Y100 was one of them. I set to a little bit of everything, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of these crazy DJs. Basically, I think it's a really good station. I'd like to win a little bit of the money you guys give out.
Have you listened to Y100?
I always listen to it. I like a song, I'll leave it. And usually I hear some good songs at Y100. I hear some good songs at other stations, too. But I listen to Y100 a lot. I'm aware of what's going on for the prizes and stuff like that, too. It's decent, you know? If I listen to it, it's got to be something.
When that went on the air, I said, I'm staying down here now. Florida's got what I've always wanted, a good, decent FM station.
So the number one goal at Y100 is to get people to take the station personally. Do we do it? Well, you see what you think.
Tanner in the morning!
Which I'm at now at 1,000 feet. 1,000 feet? What am I doing up here?
Captain, are you in the airplane?
Oh, thank God I brought it with me.
Mr. Tanner?
In the morning.
I've just called to tell you that I think that you are a very funny man, and you may interpret that in any way you wish.
That isn't funny.
Y100, 715, at America's only $50,000 cash call station, where today we're offering more than $58,000 in cash. 719 and Tanner in the morning.
Hello, Tanner.
Hello.
I want to ask you a question. How come whenever you talk to people, you know, like on the radio and that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How come whenever you say goodbye to them, you say goodnight?
Well, I figure because it's morning and everybody's getting up.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been listening to this show?
Long time. I like you.
Have you ever heard the first thing on it that was logical?
No. No.
Now, then in that case, say goodnight.
Good night, Tanner.
Good morning, Tanner. This is Bogey. Well, that guy a while ago had it down pretty good with the fat man. He forgot my little partner. Say goodnight, Tanner.
This is Tanner in the Morning, and the frankly disgusting soap opera will be on in a minute.
You must endure today's disgusting edition of Why Stories.
Look at the dentist chair. There sits newsman Brossimer, the one who accidentally swallowed Mean Marbella's ransom demand tape just after the ransom roller coaster ride. Look at the white porcelain swivel tray on the dentist's chair. Look real close now, because there's the little man.
Lousy luck for little man. After sneaking into Mean Marbella's apartment, he's mistaken for a mouse in the hostage toity and is smushed. Of course, this is no little problem for little man. Please don't desert him. Why Stories in the Morning after 8 on Y100.
Thank you.
Am I still president?
Call now.
Here's the lovely and talented Tanner in the Morning, cash calling Carl Gables and the Dexter Branch residents. Dexter has turkeyed out on us. Poor Dexter Branch. Dexter, how could you not be home when I had $14,140 for you?
Tanner.
In the Morning.
Yeah, how you doing? Did you just call Dexter Branch?
I did indeed.
That's me. I was in the shower, man. I didn't hear the phone. My friend just called me and said you made a cash call to me.
Do you know how much money you missed out on?
How much was it?
$14,110.
I listen to that station every time, man. Damn.
Dexter, you do get a consolation prize. I'm going to send you a Y100 booty shirt.
Okay, that sounds good, Tanner.
Sunshine is here and so is Dr. Dunaway.
Woo! Good morning.
Boy, this is a beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's 9 a.m., Tanner. I brought the Wall Street Journal with me this morning. I'm going to paper train Amy Carver's pooch. I have to run to my fragrance phone. Who is this?
Diane.
Hello, Diane.
Hello.
What do you have on this morning?
I have on musk oil by Jovan.
Something very earthy and legal.
Right.
Well, we'll just have to sniff the old musk oil into the air here, so just kind of go over by the radio there.
All right.
Here we go. Now, right through your speakers, here comes the big sniff.
Oh, fantastic.
Y100, Carly Simon, mother of two, wife of one, and songstress for millions of mirrors all over America. And I practiced that, too. Why didn't that work? Good doctor at your service this morning. If you happen to be close to Chrome Avenue this evening, or maybe around Flamingo Road, or even Highway 27 out towards the Glades, roll your window down tonight to take a big whiff of the honeysuckle. It's in bloom, honey. Why, 100. Happy birthday, Pisces. You feeling all right today?
Yes, I am.
A streak of arrogance could be your downfall this month. Try to examine frustrating situations in the light of your own lacks. Watch your budget closely and don't give in to a temptation to splurge.
Oh, I won't. All I have to my whole name is $3.
Well, don't blow it, baby.
I find it amazing that they give me this much money to play with. Obviously, they don't know about my arrest record in Cleveland. $5,720.
Y100, hello, it's me, Quincy. Let me strap my stuff here. I got music coming up by the Bee Gees, that new thing called You Should Be Dancing, Stevie Wonder, the Eagles, and Casey's gonna shake his booty.
Y100 and Blue Eyes is here to sing. Pizza.
Thank you.
Brampton. On Y100. My name's Quincy, and I believe I can help you, because I believe you got potential. Now, listen here. If you got money problems, I can straighten them out for you right now. I got a cash call amount for $8,910. If you write that down, put it next to your phone, I'll be calling you just a few minutes, and you can win all that money, huh? Y100, this is Quincy. Let's take a break and listen to one of America's leading storytellers, Harry Chapin, The Cats in the Cradles. Take your average squeeze box.
No. Can't say that on the radio. Woo! On Y100.
Y100, and here he is. First cousin to Billy Joe and Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
And the one and only Robert Aguilar.
Joe Sex and Robert W. Walker and I gotcha!
I love getting got. Some.
I'm placing this cash call to an accountant in Miami.
Thank you for calling the offices of Robert Bruce and office management.
Oh, no problem.
The offices are closed until Monday, June 21st. At the sound of the tone, please leave your name, telephone number, and a message, and your call will be returned next Monday. Thank you for calling. This is the tone.
Well, yeah, Robert, this is Robert W. Walker at Y100 calling, and I was placing a cash call to you for $5,000, but unfortunately, the offices are closed until Monday, and so there's no way I can give you the money, but it was real nice talking to your machine. This has been a human being. Freak 'em out Monday. Y100 and the Beatles, and everybody feels that way sometime. Don't worry, nowhere, man. Y100, where it's 416, and somewhere in Miami, there is a guy getting off work about now who is going to recognize the following voice and understand what this is all about.
Hey, baby, your number one lover. Baby, I'll play something just for you. Come on home.
Y100, up for the boogie, just for kicks. Let's see how fast I can get on your favorite song.
My favorite song would be, how about Share a Smile? You like that song too?
Yeah. In fact, I think I'll just turn it up and get into it with you.
Y100 to planet Earth. Bay City Roller tickets. Coming up sooner than you think.
What radio station do you listen to?
Y100! Congratulations, you just won $200! Oh, I can't believe it!
Hi, this is a new kid, getting in practice. I could call you.
JoJo Cookin' Kincaid, always on my telephone.
Hey, what you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Sitting here with my face on the floor.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ain't that weird?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
What are you doing that's weird?
Getting broke.
Y100. Y100's Y Roller. Giving away free money every day. Fat Casey and the Sunshine Band were in it this afternoon down in South Miami.
You know, us cowboys from Cooper City High School really dig on him. And we would really like to see him come up to our school.
Hey, Casey, did you hear that? Your hot to trot alarm is ringing.
Tell him us really cute, good-looking cowgirls would really like to see him up at Cooper City.
Well, I think that you've already told him that. Hello?
This is Casey, and this is the strangest program I've ever heard.
Here, rich girl, sit on this tack.
Y100, this is JoJo, the brand new kid, trying my best to mend broken hearts. How can I help you, dear?
My boyfriend and I got in a fight last night.
Domestic quarrel.
Yeah.
Well, you think you guys can get it back together?
Yeah, can I dedicate a song to him?
Yeah.
Can I dedicate Don't Give Up On Us? Please?
Hi, this is a new kid. Everybody on my telephone seems to keep telling me. Anybody see my big brother tonight?
Hey! Y100, are you Mrs. Robinson?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, Mrs. Robinson, I am Earl the Pearl from the CIA. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. Now, is it true that you like to go to the candidates' debate and also hide in the pantry with your cupcakes? We figured this was all true, Mrs. Robinson, so will you please come with us?
Y100 and Earl the Pearl Armchair Tours present an exclusive interview with a Cisco kid on the flats of Opa-locka. Now, Cisco, good evening, first off.
Hello, gringo.
Now, listen, we would like to discuss
where's
with...
Where's the wine?
The wine?
The wine!
There's nothing about wine.
I'm going to do a taste test.
No, we're supposed to talk about your poncho being deported to Milwaukee.
Oh, no.
That's what we...
No. Where's the wine, no, man?
Okay.
What the heck with poncho?
What's happening?
I'm supposed to be getting out like a dog.
Getting out like a dog tonight?
Right. Want me to scratch on the rug so you can tell?
Y100, this is Pearl, and if I had only one more silver dollar, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd shuffle myself over to the jukebox, put that sucker in, and punch this one up.
Just drop off the key.
Y100, Earl Pearl here on Choctaw Ridge. Now, Billy Joe is about to take a leap from this bridge here, and I think we ought to have a drum roll first. Billy Joe, are you ready, man? All right, listen, let's have a little applause because Billy Joe may not make it. Come on. All right, Billy Joe, do it anytime you're ready, brother. Woo! Oh, Billy Joe. Just past 1:30 at Miami's amazing FM, Y100.
Y100, well, now Mark is here to shake his booty. He can shake his booty over more things than you would ever imagine. He'll probably tell you about a few this evening, won't you?
What?
Let the rock and roll begin. 2:00, Y100, WHYI, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, number one, Y100. Y100, remember those stories about Elton John being up in Toronto, Canada, during his birthday? Well, here's a song he recorded while he was there with Kiki D. Y100, now you have to say that's a strange record. A very cleanly produced country rock song, I guess, with very freaky lyrics, skyrockets in flight, and rubbing sticks and stones together, afternoon delight. Strange. Coming up next, I have the Doors' very first hit record. Y100, this is what you call a hot song. It's getting number one request here at Y100.
Is Communique on yet?
I don't know, man. Let's see if I can get it on the radio.
All right, we missed it, you know.
It's on again tonight, you know?
What time?
7 o'clock.
That really, guys, real sick.
Here it is.
Communique calls San Clemente.
Yes.
Mr. Nixon?
Yes, this is Mr. Nixon.
Mr. Nixon? This is Communique in South Florida. How are you?
Well, getting better. Getting better.
My reason for calling is very simple and very brief.
Well, yes. What is it?
Well,
hurry up, son. I've got to get back to my tapes.
We're knocking on the door of the president of mainland operations for Heftel Broadcasting, Bill Cunningham.
Think he's there?
I don't know. The door's opening. Let's see.
Okay.
People have asked me before why Y100 works. The best example I can give of why Y100 works is because we work at it. We have an image, and we've created that image. That image was by design. It's a good time, party down, have fun with your friends at the Y. It's that simple. Right now, we've got a lot of competition shooting at us. We've got 96X, we've got QAM, once in a while FTL, and Broward County and somebody else in Dade County, but we're number one. We plan on staying there, and we're going to fight anybody that tries to take us off the throne. It's that simple.
Hi, this is KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, exclusively on the station that started it.
Airchecks.com.